Hello, this is Velma Hagar, the authoress of Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, my wonderful book on Amazon.com, and I hope you have it because it will show you all kinds of ways to find treasures that will help you get through this life smoothly and easily. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about anxiety and depression and fear. Because honestly, I believe they're all rooted in the same thing. I believe they all come from the same place. Basically, they come from fear. Fear starts, it creates anxiety, and it creates depression. So with that said, I want to tell you, first of all, that I can speak to this from a firsthand position. When I was 8 years old, it was the first time I ever noticed that I couldn't get my breath. And I thought maybe I had asthma or something physically wrong with me. But as it turns out, now looking back, I see that I had actually had anxiety from the young age of 8 years old. I began to suffer with the symptoms of generalized anxiety. That's generalized anxiety is what they call anxiety that has no particular reason. It just comes out of nowhere. It just, for some reason, you have this feeling. I used to call it, what was that feeling? Like this overwhelming sense of fear, and I didn't even know why. It would just be like a pit in my stomach, like butterflies almost, a shakiness going on inside of me. And today, with the way the world is, you know what? It's rampant out there. Anxiety is rampant. And basically, I went through a time where I was almost, I mean, I continued to function. I got up and I went to work. I took care of my kids. But man, was I miserable. Every time I got in a car with someone, I would not be able to catch my breath. I felt like I couldn't breathe, like I'd hold my breath till I got where I was going. For me, that was how anxiety really affected me the most, was I couldn't get a deep breath. I would keep sucking in the air and I couldn't get it to go down. And I went through all kinds of doctor's testings and positive that something was wrong with me physically. Well, when I was 35, my husband left. And oh my gosh, it just ramped up then because now I was alone, which was a big fear. I was very needy. I needed people around me because I don't know what I thought they could do, but I felt better with people around. And I hid it. I used to hide it because I was ashamed. I thought people would think I was cuckoo. So, you know, the one thing I want to encourage you, if you have anxiety, do not take it into the dark. Put light on it. God's word says that darkness can't be where there is light. And, you know, anxiety and fear and depression are all dark. Dark maladies, or whatever you want to call them, they are darkness. So put light on them. Tell someone, boy, I'm really feeling anxious, or I don't feel, you know, just bring it out. Don't hide it. Because I found the more I hid it, the worse it got. So now I want to tell you what happened to me. I went through this horrible time of anxiety from the time I was 8 years old, and I'm really capsulizing this into a small, short story because it's really a long story. And so at 41, I came to the Lord. I made Jesus the Lord of my life. Now, I didn't have a huge epiphany of anything at that point. I said the sinner's prayer and I began my journey, and it was a slow process. I continued to go forward in my walk with the Lord. I never slipped back, but it was a slow process. Nothing just happened immediately to me. But as the years go by, I'm reading the Bible. I start reading the Bible and I read it systematically from beginning to end. I started in Genesis and went through to Revelation, and it took me about a year to do that. And then I did that 13 more times in the next 13 years. And I began to really grow in my faith, and I found a scripture that says, "Call unto me, and I will deliver you from all of your fears." Now, that was probably in my early 40s, remembering now that I found the Lord at 41, and I began to call out to God and ask Him to deliver me from those fears. And, you know, they did not go overnight. I must have had, they say there's 2,000 fears known to mankind. I always tell everybody I think I had all 2,000 of them. I was afraid of everything. But I called into God, and little by little, I would start going, oh my gosh, that fear is gone, and that fear is gone. And pretty soon, I found that there were no fears at all. Today, I'm going to tell you, I'm a pretty powerhouse woman. I mean, I am not afraid of anything. I do not like earthquakes, but I don't panic when they happen. I just walk it out. I sit there and go, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that's the key. I want to tell you, if you are dealing with fear or anxiety, listen to me. I tried everything else first. Nothing worked. I was a MindPro graduate. I was an EST graduate. I went to counseling. I did manifestation through visualization. I did, just on and on and on. I read tarot cards and I got into astrology. I was trying. I went to psychics. I did everything you could think of. And nothing worked until I called out to Jesus. Now, I want that to sink in if you are dealing with anxiety. Press in and tell God. He says, bring me in remembrance of my word. That's what he tells us. He's telling us to remind him of what he said. And he said, call unto me and I will deliver you from all of your fears. Now, without those fears, anxiety has nothing to latch onto. So I want you to call out to God, press into him. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, to press in, but it means to push towards him, to just as you would if you were trying to catch a boyfriend or a husband, and you did everything you knew to do to please that man or to get his attention. That would be symbolic for how you would press in to the Lord. Read his word. Thank him for the good things in your life. Listen for him to speak to you. Say prayers. I mean, everything you can think of. I'm going to tell you, I hope you get this. Nothing else works. I tried it. Unless you want to live on tranquilizers or pills or antidepressants or, you know, unless you want to do that the rest of your life, I tried them all. Believe me, this is the only cure. Jesus is enough. I hope you get this. Do not hide what you have. Get it out in the light and press into Jesus. If you haven't called out the name of Jesus, do it now. Jesus, help me and deliver me from all these fears. I'm telling you, this is the only hope and the only help. Okay, I'm 77 now and I'm healed and I have been healed for about 25 years. I mean, completely and totally healed. And I give God all the glory. Okay, with that said, this was longer than usual, but what the hey, this was a real important one. So I want to say that this is Velma Hagar, and she is bidding you a blessed day. Bye.